WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vance Belter has been charged in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses, and the FBI says that he visited the homes of two other elected officials the night he killed Minnesota Rep. Melissa Hortman and her husband, Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
Belter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
President Trump is attending the G7 gathering in Canada, where he spoke about the escalating war between Israel and Iran, now in its fourth day.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
In West Virginia, flash flooding caused by torrential rains killed at least six people, and crews are still searching for several missing people after as much as 4 inches fell within 30 minutes Saturday night. Gene Pickens lives in Elm Grove.
Everything that we own is gone. Everything that we love is gone.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement on Friday criticizing the level of school funding in the budget approved by the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance. Dr. Underley said the budget motion fails the state's students, educators, and public schools, arguing that it raises property taxes, cuts youth mental health funding, and doesn't support students with disabilities. School funding has become a controversial topic in recent years as districts across the state turn to operational referendums to solve their budget issues. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. Pierce County Fair officials are reminding area residents that they have until Wednesday to register their exhibits. Registration for an exhibit at the fair will be open to residents of Pierce, St. Croix, Dunn, and Pepin counties. The fair will also feature a junior class of exhibits for members of the Pierce County youth organizations. Any resident interested in entering an animal into the fair must upload the proper paperwork ahead of time, and all lactating dairy cows must be tested for influenza A before arriving. More information can be found on the Pierce County website. The City of Hudson Plan Commission has given its approval for a project that would see the construction of 128 senior housing units. The project, proposed by the Doran Group, would include 55 one-bedroom units and 73 two-bedroom units, as well as amenities like a pool, dog park, a fitness center, and a library. When completed, the apartment units would be available to residents over 55 years old. Officials say they also hope the new apartment complex will open up a number of single-family residences in the area to address the persistent need for housing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won four in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through six innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. We've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s, and chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. And some of those could be strong to severe, packing the potential for hail, high winds, and a tornado or two is possible, especially as we push into late tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area recaps last weekend's state Democratic convention and reaction to his column about Governor Evers.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. You ever heard of Dr. Robert Malone? Dr. Malone is one of the guys that Bob Kennedy just put in charge of your public health, our public health, your and my public health. He's one of the new U.S. government's advisors on vaccine recommendations. And NewsGuard... NewsGuardRealityCheck.com, by the way, is the website. This is a Substack newsletter that's really worth subscribing to. It's free, as most all Substack newsletters are. You know, you can kick in a little if you want to help somebody out, but typically most of the content is free. And the, on NewsGuard, I think all of their content is free. And they published a piece today, NewsGuardRealityCheck.com, titled "The Myths Promoted by a New CDC Vaccine Advisor." And this is Robert Malone. Let's just go through the list. These are the things that Malone has said in the recent past, literally as recently as April 14th of this year. He said that the measles vaccination can cause measles. No, there's no evidence that the measles vaccine can cause measles. Number two, Italy decided to leave the World Health Organization. He said that this year. No, Italy has not announced that they're going to leave the World Health Organization. Although Trump pulled us out of it, if my recollection is correct. Fact check that, but I believe that's the case. Number three, he said early polio vaccines cause a surge in cancers. No, they do not cause cancer, and they did not between 1955 and 63, which is the period that he was talking about. He said that a Canadian study proves that the COVID-19 vaccines killed 17 million people. No, this is complete BS. mRNA vaccines can cause cancer. Again, not true. mRNA vaccines do not cause cancer. Six, the Cleveland, he said a Cleveland Clinic study proves vaccination increases COVID-19 infection risk. In fact, the exact opposite is true. If you get vaccinated, you're less likely to get infected. He said that COVID-19 vaccines are linked to an increase in stillbirths. Actually, it's the opposite. Peer-reviewed medical research has found no link between COVID vaccines and increased stillbirth, and vaccinated women had a significantly lower rate of stillbirth compared with unvaccinated women. In fact, this was a piece published by the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology in November of 2022. He went on to say that ventilators were why all these early COVID deaths were happening. Again, this is not true. It's just a lie. He said that COVID-19 vaccines caused excess deaths among millennials. Again, no evidence of this. In fact, the exact opposite is the case. Number 10, he said that the 2022 Mpox outbreak was predicted in a simulation. No, the Nuclear Threat Initiative did not predict Mpox. He said India stopped a surge of COVID-19 by using ivermectin. Again, not true at all. He said that the spike protein in COVID-19 vaccines is toxic. No, it's what activates your immune system, but it's not toxic. It's not a pathogen. It's just, you know, it's just a protein. And he said the FDA did not approve the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which is absolutely untrue. The FDA did approve it. So just that's just one of the crackpots that Bob Kennedy has put on the vaccine approval board or vaccine recommendation board or whatever they call this thing. And here we are. I mean, this is just wild stuff, just wild stuff. This is what the Trump administration has brought us. They are gutting science. I mean, they're cutting billions of dollars from pure research that has made America the leader in the world scientifically. If, you know, apparently Vladimir Putin is regularly calling up Donald Trump and telling him what to do. Today, Donald Trump opened his little press conference or speech or whatever you want to call it, his Hugo Chavez moment at the G7 by saying, you know, this used to be the G8, but Barack Obama and Mr. Trudeau wanted to get rid of Putin, so now it's the G7, and we should let him back. Of course, you know, what he failed to mention was that the reason that they kicked Putin out was because he had just invaded Crimea, a.k.a. Ukraine. But Trump probably doesn't even know that because he's simply saying what Putin told him to say. And I'm wondering, you know, if Putin called up Trump and said, your assignment, Mr. Trump, is to do everything you can to destroy America. You need to destroy America's soft power so the poor countries of the world don't want to be allies by taking down USAID. That will lead to the death of millions and millions of people, which will be blamed on America. You need to end America's preeminence in science all around the world by defunding all this scientific research. You need to end America's preeminence as the number one place in the world where smart people want to go to college by forbidding foreign students from coming to American universities and gutting Harvard and Columbia, putting them under your thumb. You need to end the ability of people around the world to, or the, you know, end America being viewed as a wonderful place to vacation because it's a free and open country by having the Border Patrol interrogate people about the political things that they've posted online, like this guy from Australia. You need to go after people who are working in the fields and in the restaurants and in the hotels. You need to purge the country of non-white people. You know, if Putin had said to Trump, these are the things you need to do to destroy America, Trump couldn't have done a better job. You need to have, hey, Donald, you need to have a military parade like we do here in Moscow. I mean, I can't see where Donald Trump is doing anything that Putin would not want him to do to hurt this country. This man is Putin's bitch. He is Putin's puppy. He is Putin's poodle. You know, Vladimir Putin calls him up and says, jump, and Trump says, how high? Trump rolls over and says, please rub my belly, babe, you know, Vlad. It's just astonishing. It's just absolutely astonishing. I've never seen anything like it. And I can tell you, if a president was doing this when my dad was alive, he would be, you know, who volunteered when he, you know, fresh out of high school, 17 years old, to go fight Nazis in World War II. In 1945, my dad, the lifelong Republican, would have been at the front of the line to get rid of him. I just don't understand why these Republicans continue to go along with this. You know, Mike Lee coming out here and making jokes about this guy murdering Democratic politicians. What kind of sick, twisted BS is that? You've got the senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, coming out and saying, I'm afraid now because of Trump. And you know, when she saw Alex Padilla, the United States senator from California, being, you know, wrestled to the ground, she said, that's not the America I grew up in. Yeah, true. So do something. Do something, Senator. Susan Collins, I'm concerned. Yeah, we know you're always concerned. But do something. These Republican sellouts in the House and Senate. I get it. You know, Trump's got a lot of money. He's got a pile of money, and he's getting more every day. He got $1 million from Steve Apple, right? He got millions of dollars from Elon Musk. He got millions of dollars from, you know, hundreds of companies and lots of billionaires. Over $1 billion was contributed to his campaign by 100 billionaire families. I get it. He's got a lot of money. So you're afraid of a primary challenge. Are you really that much of a wimp, Republicans? Are you such wimps? Are you such fearful little people? Sitting there in the House and the Senate going, oh, we've got to keep our little job, our $150,000, $200,000 a year salary, or, you know, the power that we... come on. Isn't your country more important? I'm just astonished. And frankly disappointed. I mean, I remember when the Republican Party actually had progressives in it. I mean, we had one, you know, representing Oregon here. I remember when the Republican Party had people who thought that loyalty to country was a high value. I remember when the Republican Party had people who thought Russia was not what we wanted to be like. What the hell has happened to the GOP? Somebody tell me.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, I get it. You know, it's Citizens United and it's big money and all that. But there's something deeper going on here. There's some spiritual rot going on.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal offers a home buyer's choice loan that can open the door to affordable home ownership because their home buyer's choice loan has no down payment options available, which means you don't need to wait years to save. Plus, you may be able to lower your rate in the future without refinancing with our no refi rate drop. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, night creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom, to get 37% off and free shipping for this this great Super C Serum. Vibrance.com/Tom.
It didn't fall in a single night.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I went to the Trump parade downtown. I just wanted to experience it. And I can see why it cost $45 million, because they turned the mall into the largest open-air prison. We were basically all fenced in. Hmm. And they basically built two pedestrian bridges, temporary pedestrian bridges, so you get over the parade route from one side of the thing. And then when it was over, it was basically, they didn't understand anything. They forced everybody to go over the pedestrian bridges again. So it took like 45 minutes. They weren't even smart enough to open up the fencing.
Yeah, the parade's over. And you can pull down the barriers.
Yeah. You basically, so if everybody was trapped on the other side inside this open air prison, and getting over there, they had about 100 TSA checkpoints. Stations, and TSA, these agents gave a screening that was unlike any airport. They even looked inside my wallet.
In your wallet?
In my wallet.
What did they think they'd find?
I don't know what they would find. I was shocked. She was looking in my wallet. She looked in every compartment in my wallet. Yes.
Maybe he's looking for an official Communist Party of USA membership card or something.
I don't know. That was the strangest thing I ever saw. And she looked at my cell phone to make sure it was really a cell phone and wasn't a bomb or something. Yeah. It was like, these people are, you know, I can see why it costs $45 million because, yeah. You know, all that fencing and everything. The other point I wanted to make to you was about the attack by Israel on Iran. Mm-hmm. This is happening because Iran lost its strategic conventional deterrence.
Explain.
Basically, 10 years ago, I knew exactly what the Iranian plan was. The Iranian plan was to use Hamas, Hezbollah, and most important, Syria, to deter Iran from Israel from launching a nuclear attack against Iran.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they had their non-conventional, yes, what's the word
yes,
for it?
Yes. That's why they accepted Obama's proposal. They went from, right. they've always believed they have to have a nuclear weapon in order to prevent Israel from attacking them with nuclear weapons.
Right.
They have the same concept as any nuclear power would have. Yeah. But they
mutual
came up with
destruction.
Well, because they know they can't survive an Israeli counterstrike. There's no way that they know. The only thing they can do is hit one or two Israeli cities.
Yeah.
Okay. The other point is that once Hamas broke the rules, Hamas was supposed to only use those rockets if Iran ordered them to, in order to be part of this conventional, you know, counterstrike.
Right.
That's the only way Iranian missiles could get through, mm-hmm, the Israeli defenses. And of course, Israel is being very successful. 90% is fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're shooting down an MRBM, which goes about one third the velocity of an ICBM. So that's why they're so successful. U.S. couldn't build something like this, like Trump believes, because the velocity is so much greater. So the interception curve, because I used to be an advisor on ballistic missile defense. So, yeah.
Amazing.
So, you know, but Israel doesn't understand. Well, they should understand
I think Israel's got it all figured out. There's a fascinating headline in the Financial Times today that Israel overestimated Iran's military strength.
But Iran's not going to surrender. They took far more damage from Iraq in the Iran-Iraq war than
anything Scud
close to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Scud missiles.
Oh, they lost a million people in the Iran-Iraq war.
Yes, they lost it. Yes, it was basically World War One. It was World War One against World War Two. I mean, Iran was using World War One tactics, and Saddam was using World War Two armor.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Mike, thank you. I'm telling you, we've got the smartest people on earth listening to this program, and they call in from time to time. Mike, thank you so much. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. I'll keep picking up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of the postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st. Two men have been charged in relation to an armed burglary investigation involving a 12-year-old in Cumberland earlier this month. According to court documents, 19-year-old Logan Draper of Watertown and 18-year-old Christopher Glazer of Oconomowoc were each charged with felony armed burglary, theft of movable property, and intentionally contributing to delinquency. The pair, along with the victim's 12-year-old daughter, are accused of breaking into the home and stealing a safe containing two firearms and about $30,000 worth of cash and coins. Eau Claire area residents took to the downtown streets on Saturday for the local No Kings March. The event saw hundreds of marches across the country in protest of actions taken by the Trump administration. Chippewa Valley Indivisible organized the Eau Claire March and estimated well over 2,000 people were in attendance. They also said they worked closely with local law enforcement authorities to ensure no conflicts arose and protesters remained safe during the event. Thousands of residents participated in No Kings marches across the state. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy, with high temperatures scraping the low 80s, and chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. And some of those could be strong to severe, packing the potential for hail, high winds, and a tornado or two is possible, especially as we push into late tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom.
But history knows.
35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Linda in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, Linda. What's up?
Okay, I'm pulling over. I'm on a long, desolate road and pulling over so if you can hear you. I wanted to let you know about my, King's experience. I'm a full-time nomad, so I had to choose a place along the road to where I was going to go to protest, and I was going to be close to Salt Lake City, so I chose that. And I spent a couple nights there, and I wanted to let you know that, well, from my perspective of 78, it was all young people, almost all. There was very few that I saw my own age.
That's interesting.
And it was a wonderful, go ahead.
No, I just said that's interesting. I'm getting these kind of reports from all over the country.
I thought that it was, you know, I thought it would be an interesting place because I'm thinking, maybe it's mostly red, you know, what's it going to be like in, you know, in Salt Lake City. But it was wonderful, you know, and before we get to the end of the march. But it was, I chose the one that had the march because I thought that was more worthwhile as being prominent. And we had a rally, a few speakers. That was good. And the march, I mean, it was said that this was over, 10,000 people, more or less. And I was amazed. It was wonderful. It was so much spirit, all the chanting. And where the shooting happened, it was a march, which, you know, from my perspective, it did get tiring. It was over a mile through down part of downtown Salt Lake City. And at the end, when it was where I thought it was already supposed to be the end, and it kept on, and I was tired, and I stopped to sit on a building thing, and then that's when all of a sudden people started turning around and running back, and that's when the shooting happened. So the shooting happened at the very end of the march. But the march itself was fantastic. It was fun, and it was lots of energy.
Oh, that's marvelous. Linda, you said you're a full-time nomad. What does that mean? Yeah. Is that a euphemism for homeless, or are you living on the road, or what?
I live in my little RV. I have a little Toyota Dolphin I bought in 2016. And I have been, I live part of the winter, because you have to be somewhere. But I live part of the winter down in southern Arizona. And, you know, 1 year it was 2 months. And like this last year, it was probably 6 or 7 months. It's usually quite a few months that I'll spend down there. And then when I can get my stuff back together and get ready. Then I go on the road. Right now I'm on my way up to Washington State.
Wow.
And I'll go visit my son. And then I'll cross over to the coast of Washington, Oregon, and go down to Northern California and visit my new great-grandson. And so, and you know, I have to be somewhere. I don't have a house anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a full-time traveler.
And you're enjoying it.
I am enjoying it.
That's marvelous.
My only thing I miss that I don't like so much about my life is I can't have a garden and grow things. But
yeah,
I did just buy 3 little plants that I'm hanging in a window. Okay.
Oh, sweet. So, there you go. Well, Linda, thank you for sharing your story with us and telling us about the Salt Lake City experience. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the guy that did call earlier, he didn't mention anything about how great the march was.
Yeah.
And, you know, and,
sounds
and
like,
the protest
sounds like
was.
They had a great time. Linda, thank you for the call. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call and a belated happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you.
First thing, you were discussing William Scherer's book regarding the Third Reich records. Remember that at least they kept records that could be reviewed. You know, they kept
That's true. They were obsessive about it. IBM helped them.
and here's the problem. We have an administration that has demonstrated that it will use things like Signal in order to obscure
They're not keeping
the ability
records.
To see it. Yeah, so we don't. I don't know what the post-mortem of this is going to look like because they've already demonstrated that they're trying to hide things as they go along.
Yeah.
So there's that. Wanted to point out about Mike Lee. He was Sam Alito's law clerk.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah. Exactly. To me, that's yeah, nothing more to be said. Regarding the Wisconsin assassin, Bolter, Interesting thing about this guy, he worked for, according to CBS 58, a local station, looks like in Wisconsin or in Milwaukee. According to them, he worked for a Praetorian Guard Security Company, and the company website said that he served as the director of security patrols and had training by people in the U.S. military. So sounds like he didn't actually serve in the military, that he had training by people in the military. I have been telling you about, you know, over time since January 18th, I have seen indicia of some of those folks who went to Eric Prince's training camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing elements of that pop up in different places, and there's a part of me that wonders if that's what this guy was tagged into.
Yeah, Eric Prince is very active in Africa, too, and this guy was in DRC, you know, in Africa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yep.
In fact, I think DRC had hired Prince at one point. That's fascinating stuff. Marie, thank you. Thank you. You always bring the receipts. I appreciate the call. Thank you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. You see last week that the Russians struck what they call the British visa office in Kiev, right? And they claimed that office was, stationing British military personnel that helped Ukraine carry out that attack that, destroyed about a third of the Russian strategic bomber forces.
Mm-hmm.
And they're claiming that, the Brits are continually to provide Ukraine with reconnaissance data, et cetera, to help them carry out further terrorist attacks in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And this article was suggesting if the Brits continue to do that, the Russians should use their Oreshnik hazelnut intermediate-range ballistic missile to hit the British submarine base in Scotland.
Was that the basis of the headlines over the, I guess it wasn't over the weekend, it was maybe Thursday or Friday last week that Russia was threatening to attack U.S. That was Iran that was threatening to attack U.S. bases.
Yeah, right, Iran, right.
Yeah, I'm mixing them up. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, that would certainly trigger Article 5 of the NATO treaty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm suggesting, you remember the Battle of the Bulge when, Nazis had our forces surrounded in a Bostong, and the German commander suggested to General McAuliffe that, surrender to avoid further bloodshed, and General McCall have said to the
nuts,
from the American commander to the German commander, nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what we should reply.
Well, did you catch Donald Trump today at the G7 meeting going off about how they'd been treating Putin badly?
I don't understand that.
What do you think of that, George? I mean, you're a former intelligence guy. You speak Russian. You read the Russian press. Apparently, Trump had a long phone conversation with Putin a couple of days ago. Is Trump a Russian agent? I mean, what the hell's going on?
I think, yeah, well, like I think that the Russians have what they call a compromat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Compromising material on Trump, and they're getting him the dance to Putin's tune.
Yeah, it certainly seems
either
that way.
Follow our leader, or else we'll reveal all that.
Yeah, I think that almost has to be the case. I mean, Trump is not a brave man, but they must have something incredible on him.
It's transactional, you know.
Yeah, there you go. George, always great hearing from you. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, Tom, and enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you, George. I'll do my very best. It is 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys, but then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you've used, you're used to, just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
You're raising your voice.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
I wanted to say, unfortunately, I was not able to attend the rally, but it was quite large, and I heard estimates up to 80,000 in St. Paul. They canceled one here in northeast Minneapolis, where I live. And, we have this idea of ourselves here in Minneapolis or in Minnesota as being very nice, but I think after George Floyd and this one, there's something dark that is underneath all of our niceness that's not very nice at all. And so,
Yang, John.
I think that it is. We have a lot of Christian fundamentalists here in outstate Minnesota, in that area where that person lived, and they really do look at the rest of the country, people on the other side, the liberal, quote, establishment here. I don't think it's that established, but, they look at us as enemies. This isn't like, we're all working together to solve problems, and it's not surprising that there aren't more incidents like this, considering that it gets a pass by a lot of people in the Republican Party. I don't think it does on the Democratic side at all.
But when you consider the rhetoric coming out of Fox News and people like Mike Lee, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yep. It's anyway, that's all.
Okay, John, thanks a lot for the call. Alex in San Pedro. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Yes, sir. I got you on speakerphone. I'm on my way over there right now.
Good morning. Hey. How are you, Mr. Hartman?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I saw you on the Belshi show, I think it is, over the weekend.
Sunday morning, yeah.
And my first thought was, that guy knows me as Alex from San Pedro.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, and you're right, you have an awesome audience. One thing, are we living the Godfather or what in regards to our political Keystone politics? In other words, The Godfather is babies getting the baptized and people are being murdered, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday is Trump's birthday and people are being murdered. Is that a birthday gift to him or what?
I doubt there's a connection, but you know, we have a guy here who you know, clearly has been radicalized both by hardcore right-wing Christian anti-abortion freaks and I would say Trump, you know, according to his best friend, he's an enthusiastic Trump supporter. He's, you know, I call him the MAGA terrorist. I think more people should be calling him the MAGA terrorist.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's gone a little more than that. But one thing about the parade, he's one of those people that gets vengeful, it seems like. Like tearing apart the FBI because you're investigating me, I destroy you, maybe. Yeah. What are the chances now he's really going to want to be violent to the public?
He being Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, I think he already is being...
Turnout because at the military parade, his birthday.
That was a threat of violence, essentially, you know, domestic violence. And I think he's already being violent to the public. He's just doing it mostly to brown and black people and public servants who have a higher percentage of black and brown people among them than private business. So, Alex, thanks for the call. It's a good one. I got a caller here. It says Cedarburg, Wisconsin. The last four digits are 8304. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Carmella. I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Okay.
And about 20 minutes ago, a gentleman called about going to the, I believe it was the D.C. Parade, and talking about pretty much being frisked and like going through his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately thought of the RNC was held here in Milwaukee last summer. And yeah, they had barricades everywhere. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of unpleased business owners because no one could get in and no one could get out. Like those same people couldn't go out and visit beautiful Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking the same thing, like they have this, what's the word? Well, anyway, they
kind of a police state lockdown.
Exactly. Like I was going to use a different word, but yeah, that's exactly it. And I just found it fascinating that that's the way they go, but it seems to be that that's who they're catering to, but they're also hurting themselves by doing that, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know what your thought is on that, but I about 4 years before that, the DNC was supposed to be in Milwaukee and we were heartbroken because they closed it down because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go to that, but it was going to be a happy, joyful event for us here in Milwaukee. And then the RNC came and we're like, we were cringing, but then we thought, well, it'll be good for business in Milwaukee. And it ended up not being that way. So I can imagine what DC is going through right now. Like, I don't know. They were talking about the potential damage to the roads with all the tanks and everything. And then I can imagine. And then just the cost. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's all I had. Pleasure to finally get to talk to you. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Carmella. Thanks so much for the call. It's nice to hear from you. And I look forward to future conversations. Thank you. And that's it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for being with us today. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. And stay safe, be good to yourself and the folks around you, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The suspected killer of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband could face the death penalty. 57-year-old Vance Bettler faces six federal charges, says acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson.
Will we see the death penalty? It's too early to tell. That is one of the options for several of the charges, though.
Belter was taken into custody late last night following a manhunt that lasted more than 36 hours. Two court officers were stabbed inside a Manhattan courthouse. A third was thrown into a barrier. Attorney Charles Miller saw the aftermath.
I did see an officer sitting on the bench and he was bleeding. Not profusely, but he was bleeding for sure.
A juror has been dismissed from the Sean Diddy Combs trial. CBS's Katrina Kaufman tells us why.
He gave some inconsistent statements about where he lives. Originally during voir dire, he said that he lived in the Bronx. Then he recently told someone at the courthouse that he lived in New Jersey.
That juror was black. The new alternate juror is white. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.